Every day brings a new dilemma, a new struggle, a new challenge, and a new chaos for teenagers to deal with. My name is Amaris Carrera, and I will be exploring different issues affecting our generation on a weekly basis. We will be bringing in guests from all corners of the school to discuss, debate, and deliberate. This podcast is sponsored by Spartan Shield. This is the Riot in Review. I'm here today with Magali Becerra, who is an alumni from Huntington Park High School. I'm also here today with Diego Medina, who is broadcast director of the Spartan Shield broadcast, and Elisa Bustillos, who is decathlon captain of this year.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
So today, a group of teenagers have decided to talk mostly about growing up and the struggles that many teenagers face during this phase. And I think as children, a lot of us think or expect a lot of things from our adulthood. And I think Magali should start off with some of her expectations.
Adulthood, it does scare me. Not only because, like I said before, you know, I have to go on my own, but it's like we have to pay bills. Like, life isn't free. So, like, right now I'm getting some free things, but later on it's not going to be free at all, and I'm just going to be, like, dying. But, yeah, I don't know if anyone else feels that way.
I feel like for the majority, I feel like money or, like, because everyone's talking about taxes. Everyone's like, I don't know how to do taxes.
I think that's something that a lot of people are stressing over. Or with, they want to... Especially our age and in our community, it's money. Like,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, learning how to make money and make it the right way. You get me? Like, mm-hmm. Be smart about it. Make money moves.
But definitely, I think as a kid, that when people tell you that adulthood is hard, you don't really focus on that. I think as a kid, everyone's really excited to grow up.
Yeah, like, oh, when I grow up, I can do so many more things. I'm, like, my own person.
But then you don't realize how much stress.
Yeah, that's, like,
and that's... That is so funny. I'm sorry, Amaris, I cut you off. Because I just graduated, right? Mm-hmm. On our last week of senior year, I remember one of my friends, Amy, shout you out right now. She was like, I'm so excited to, like, you know, get out of high school and be an adult and be free and this and this and that. And, like, now she has a car and, like, she's good and stuff. But it's, like, I've talked to her. And I'm, like, how are you? Like, how do you feel? And, like, now we're out of high school. She's, like, she says she feels free. But it's also, like, she's, like, but, dude, it's so expensive. Like, I have to pay for gas. I have to pay all these things. And it's, like... See, so it's not gonna be all fun games. Like, okay, I thought that when I graduated, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to HP as much as I could. Dude, this is literally the second time I come in the semester. So I'm just like,
there's not a lot of free
time.
There's
no free time. There's never free time. I have one class on Mondays and Wednesdays, mm-hmm. and it's like in the morning, and mm-hmm. I'm there all day doing what? Literally doing what? But I mean, studying and stuff. But mm-hmm. yeah.
I think at the same time, when you live with your parents, there's also that same set of, like, expectations they have for you that don't leave even mm-hmm. after you become 18 or you graduate. You know, if you're living under your parents' house, there's definitely still those rules. There's definitely still those, like, they keep you restrained from being the free adult you want to be. Because I definitely know that in a lot of households, it doesn't matter if you turn 18. It's, like, their house, their rules. And I think it's the same way for those kids who are in high school right now that have jobs and are struggling. Like, they feel like adults, you know, that they have a job and they have stuff to do every day. Mm-hmm. But they go home and they have to do their homework, which I'm sure is, it's definitely really hard, especially uh-huh. if you're juggling AP classes. Like, uh-huh. I know that was something I struggled a lot with last year, trying to maintain my uh-huh. job. And then there were some days when I wanted to call off, you know. But mm-hmm. you learn that responsibility that you just can't call off when you're too stressed.
Right. Uh-huh. With your parents, because it's like, you know, you want them to feel proud of you, but also, like, your teachers, they teach you everything you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like when they're like, you know, like, we're counting on you. Mm-hmm. We're expecting you to succeed. To go to college and do everything right. You just like, it's just like, oh my God. You get so stressed. You like, mm-hmm. you feel like you're under pressure, but it's also like really good, like you said before. Like you have to juggle all these things, but it's like, it makes you stronger as a person. And honestly, like I really, like I, when I was here, I really appreciate that I had that. Like, people telling me, hey, you need to get your stuff together and, like, do good and everything. And not only that, but that people trusted me to do things. You get me?
But so. One thing I struggle with definitely is when, like, those administrators or, like, when they have somebody presenting in a class and they come and they ask, who wants to go to college? Mm. And if you don't raise your hand, they're like, all of you should be raising your hand.
You feel guilty.
Yeah, but I definitely think it's like a stigma, you know, like not wanting to go to college. Like sometimes that's not the option for people, you know. Some people don't want to go to college, and it's hard to like have like people forcing you, especially like when they're like, everybody should want to go to a 4-year, mm-hmm. when some people can't afford a 4-year.
I was watching David Dobrik's vlog, one of his vlogs today, and he was at his old school in Chicago, and he was talking to his high school teacher, and he was talking about how he dropped out of college, like his first time around, and then he went and asked his teacher, hey, should I go back to college? And his teacher's like, no, because when he saw how David was in the class and everything, he realized, college isn't for everyone. And he didn't think like, oh, this kid's just gonna be a bum and is not gonna succeed. He knew that he was capable of something. He just knew that college was not that something and not for him.
Well, for me, what I want to do with my future, which is like film and like directing and stuff like that, it's like always been like a thing where it's like, should I or should I not go? Because every time I look it up, it's like, you can, like, you don't have to. It's mainly for making connections, but it's always, like, never been, like, mandatory.
And definitely, so, like, film schools are really expensive.
Yeah. And so it's, like, I know that, like, networking's important, but I think for me personally, I'm making the decision not to go. And, like, it's just for the fact where it's, like, I feel like it doesn't guarantee success. Mm-hmm. And so with that, like, when I tell relatives or something, they're, like, but are you sure, like you don't, like, it helps you, like, there's a better chance of you being successful, and there's always that. So it's just...
A lot of us have in mind, or a lot of us think that going into college is like another step into adulthood, but in reality, it's not really that aspect of it. It's more like it's a new step. It's a new journey. You're meeting new people, new experiences. What are some things you guys want to experience yourself in the future?
One question I've always had is, like, what constitutes an adult, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you can be 17 and be so much more mature for your age. Yeah. And then there could be a 25-year-old, never worked a day in their life, still living with their parents, partying.
Yeah.
Are those types of people considered an adult more than somebody who's not 18?
Yeah, no. No, definitely not. Like, I know a few people, not the party factor of it, but I know one person who still lives with his parents, and he's not an adult. Like, he's 23, but he's not, like...
He's not mature.
And I talk to him, and we make conversation and stuff, and I don't feel that, like...
Connection.
Not even connection, but, like, that maturity. Uh-huh. And I feel like this sounds so dumb. I'm 18, but I feel like I'm so much more mature than him. Uh-huh. And maybe it's because he hasn't had, like, all those, like, life experience that I feel like I have had. But...
Kids can be so sheltered from being an adult. Definitely in Hispanic communities as well. Yeah. I can say, like, I've seen a lot of my, like, family members that are older that have never worked a day in their lives or who don't want to do anything with themselves because nobody ever told them that they could do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, like, even if you want to be a mechanic, that's something. That's not nothing, you know? That's not sitting on your parents' couch or being in a gang or something like that. I know definitely in Hispanic culture, it's, you know, a lot of parents, they get, like, they baby their kids. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, there's cases like that, but in my opinion, well, in my case, my own family depend on me a lot. So, in a way, I've also had to mature to take care of my sisters, to take care of my own responsibilities. And it's something that I think a lot of our community struggles with because our parents work a lot and we have to take care of the house ourselves.
Definitely. From a young age.
Yeah.
From a young age, we all learn how to clean. You know? Yeah. That's the first thing we learn is how to clean. You know, I definitely, my parents both work and I have 4 siblings living in the house with me right now. Ooh, before
it was a lot of cleaning.
Yeah, so I think, like, I definitely played a role in my siblings' upbringing, which, I mean, I'm sure my mother will probably disagree, but I know that definitely I was there a lot, you know, for my siblings.
Yeah. But going back to Amadisi's, going back to your question, what we're looking forward to, a lot of the time, I want to do a lot of stuff. Like, I have, like, a lot of ambition right now, but I feel like school plays a big factor. So it's, like, I can't devote all the time I want to what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, the main thing that I'm looking forward to is actually
all that free time.
I mean, I don't know what it's going to be like for me because of what Magali said, but I'm just looking forward to actually, like, you know, bettering my craft and, like, doing something that's, like, makes mm-hmm. me happy and, like, makes you want to get up in the morning instead of coming to school.
So I personally am looking forward, because I'm a musical theater major, mm-hmm. so I'm personally looking forward to, you know, being on Broadway one day. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I entered college, I mean, like, anything, like, if you want to be on Broadway, first of all, you have to audition. Mm-hmm. So, like, anything, we had to audition for the actual program, and I didn't get in. But the musical theater director, he's my professor. So I feel like I've already, like, you know, you make connections. Mm-hmm. And so because he saw me audition and I told him, hey, I'm interested in auditioning for this. And he's like, okay, well, we're looking for strong dancers, mm-hmm. but we're, like, also looking for strong singers. So he told me to take some classes, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm doing. So I'm, you know, when a person sees potential in you, they help you out. Mm-hmm. So, like, definitely, I am looking forward to auditioning for the musical. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because that builds up to your, how do you say it? Like, the better, like, how you get better at what uh-huh. you want to do. Yeah. You get me? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, it's a new journey for all of us, and none of us know what lies ahead. Mm-hmm. None of us know what our potential is mm-hmm. and how far we can get. And I think that's the thing about our adulthood. Yeah, like we expect so many things and we're looking forward to so many things.
And you learn that by exploring.
Yeah.
We all have different futures ahead of us. And I think exactly. that's crazy. Like uh-huh. in 20 years, we could all end up something different. I mean, mm-hmm. we could definitely. Come back here at a reunion and Diego could have a face tattoo.
Right. I'm thinking about
and that's
it.
So funny. Literally, because like some person can change, like, just everything, their whole career, like, everything.
Drastically from high school.
Yeah, like, right now, okay, like I said, I want to do musical theater, but they put me into this class, and I'm building sets, and I'm actually uh-huh. really liking it, and if musical theater doesn't work out, I'll uh-huh. do that, uh-huh. which is something that, like, when I was here, I was like, not even touching uh-huh. wood or anything, like, I would not want to pick up anything, uh-huh. and now I'm, like, really into it.
But so. I think, like, college attributes a lot to change. Mm. Like, definitely, I think people think that they can't be free in high school. So they're definitely pushing themselves down into this small little ball of who they think it's good to be. They become what everybody else wants them to be.
But other people, yeah, other people factor in that.
And I think college is where a lot of people will go to spread their wings. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, when they come back or when you see them again in 20 years and 10 years, whenever, they'll be a lot different than
definitely yeah.
than what you expected mm-hmm. them to be. And it's a lot of people are going to be like, oh, you've changed since high school. Like, you're not the same. But I think that's definitely good. Like,
if you find yourself cases. Back to what you said, because it doesn't have to be that long of a time. It could be 1 year and you have changed
new
so much.
Experiences,
like, literally, yeah. I haven't even been there a year, but I do feel like I have changed mm-hmm. in just different, some aspects. You get me? Like, just even my, I feel like my vocabulary too, like, I've learned so many new words in college, and yeah, I just feel like it's so great, like, I'm expanding my learning and my brain.
Yeah, because in high school, you're so caught up in, like,
everybody's business, and
everybody's
college
drama.
Is like,
you don't really think about yeah. yourself, yeah.
There's so many other people there, and they're just trying to get through college, just like you, and you don't care anymore, and I think that's why high school is such a closed off space, and I think one thing I'm looking forward to as an adult is finding myself, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. being able to spread myself from where I feel captive, like at home or at school, and I feel like I can't really be who I really am. But I know that in college, I'll be able to spread my wings and truly find myself. Like, I feel like as a teenager, you don't know who you are.
And you will, because, and I say this because I'm going to keep going back to, I'm in college now, but like, I didn't think I was going to make friends. I was like, I'm just going to go to study and do whatever. But then I remembered that when I was in high school and that I saw kids that weren't doing anything in like sports or anything, they looked miserable. And I did not want to be that person in college.
But it's not even sports or anything. I think it's like there's some people that they just don't know what to do with themselves. Because there's not everything for everyone.
Because they don't explore.
Not like college. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean in high school. Like in high school, there's not something for everybody. But I think in college, definitely there is something for everybody.
But there's always those announcements. If you like something, start the club. You know, be the leader. You get me? So I was going to like the fact that people here are so caught up with everybody in college. Nobody is like everybody minds their own business. And my group of friends, there's one specific girl who just is very high schoolish in my opinion and just like loves trash talking and so
and drama.
Yeah, drama. And I told her, "Hey, you don't like this is college. You don't have to bring that drama here. If you don't like what we talk about or what we do, you could just leave. Like we don't need
there's you hundreds here. Of other people you could be friends
and
with.
When you're in high school, you can't even try to tell them that cuz you're scared that like they're like, going to tell
gonna
you
have
something.
Them for your next
they're going
to
start rumors. Yeah. So it's like and you feel free to talk as well.
And in college, well, in general, we look forward to a lot of things as an adult and as a teenager who's barely growing up, learning new experiences. But as you know, while you grow up or while you explore, you come up to see a lot of or you commit a lot of mistakes. And I know each one of us are surrounded by adults who constantly commit mistakes. We're human. Mm-hmm. It's normal. But what are some mistakes that you definitely don't or don't think you would do?
I'm not saying this is a mistake, but in my family, it's very common to have kids at a very early age.
Young age.
Very early. Yeah. 15, 14. Well, my mom had me when she was 15.
You already beat them. You're 17.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember I talked to Mr. Ta about this my freshman year. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, this is very common in my family. And I think I used the word tradition on accident.
That's very deja vu-ish. I feel like I was there when you were talking
probably,
about that.
Probably. But Mr. Ta told me he was like, you have to make it. Like, you can't be that. And I think that was definitely something that kept me going. Like, I can't be that person. I'm not saying that's definitely something bad. Yeah. But I know that my mom, because she had kids at a young age, by the time she was 19, she already had two kids. By the time she was 23, she already had three kids, you know? Okay. I know that it definitely suppressed my mom.
Limited her,
definitely, yeah. Like, my mom barely went back to college at the age of 28. Dang. And I know that when she was younger, she would have wanted to go to college. And she would have wanted to have life experiences. And I want to experience life as much as I can before I have kids. Mm. Because I want to be able to tell myself they're not the reason for holding me back.
Yeah.
If anything, that at that point, I will be the reason for holding myself back. Because I will have been old enough and had my own experiences to be able to, you know, like, know that what I'm doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. And learn from my mistakes and be able to show my kids in the future that other stuff is, like, okay to do. And, like, you could have your own experiences and not worry about what's going to happen next if you're making the right decision.
I think for me, it's not what I don't think I'm not going to do. It's just because I honestly don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think for me, it's what I don't want to do. And personally, I can be a very bitter person. Mm-hmm. So when
can you hold grudges?
I can't hold grudges. But it's like when kids my age are like doing things like become like successful or like they're doing something that I want to do, like they're building a brand or they're, you know, like I will admit it. Sometimes I am jealous of other people's popularity because it's not that I want to be popular. It's just that what I want to do, I need to build a name for myself. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes I get into my mind where it's like they don't deserve that. And it's like a really bad place to get into.
I'm gonna backtrack, Diego. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need it. It's not popularity. Mm-hmm. It's connections.
Yeah.
Popularity is fake. And I've learned that literally, like,
well, it's, I think that's so what he's fake, saying. Right. I think that's what he's saying is that he doesn't want to be like that. Like, mm-hmm. he right. in the future, he wants to be able to make connections. Not being jealous of anybody else.
Oh, okay. So, well, you're always going to be jealous of somebody.
Yeah, because even close friends of mine, although, like, I'm proud of their success and everything, I can't help but feel like I wish that was me. And it's like, I know that, like, everybody's journey, that's, like, the whole point of this, mm-hmm. is that everybody's journey is different, and that's what's so crazy about it. It's like, my journey is going to take, I don't know how long,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, I mean, I know that I'm confident that I will get there one day. So it's like, that's what matters. Just right. be kind to yourself. That's yes. all I have to say. Especially if you're a teenager, which you are. It's like, be kind to yourself.
Yeah. One more thing. They always say, like, in college and high school, everywhere, you never, okay, you may feel like you're busy and this and this and that, but you always have time. That don't stress yourself out. Like, yeah, push yourself, but, like, hard, I guess, but not, like, to the point where like you
might have burned.
Yeah, when you're just gonna, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, great. Do you, but don't, you know.
Take care
don't,
of yourself.
Yeah, like Diego said, take care of yourself. Don't kill yourself, please.
Oh.
Like, not physically.
Don't strain yourself.
Wait, what? That's worse.
No, okay. I mean, not strangle.
Strain. How did this turn out this way?
Okay. Listen to Murder, She Spoke.
Okay. So, anyways, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for coming and
thank you.
Talking with me. Yeah. For coming to Riot and Review. I'd like to thank once again Magali, Elisa, and Diego for thank coming you. And joining. And so shout out to Elisa, who has her own lip gloss brand. What's it called?
Brindley. Lumos Lip Gloss at so, Lumos Lip Gloss on Instagram.
There you go.
Go and, buy it. And Diego's media brand at Madiva Media.
Oh, there you go.
And Magali's YouTube channel at Maggie Flores.
Make sure to follow all of these people. And thank you once again for coming to accompany us.
And thank you for the shameless self-promo.
Thank you to everyone for tuning in to our very first podcast. Also, thank you to the Spartan Shield for producing this episode. Next week, we will be discussing a student's best friend, stress. So make sure to tune in next week. This is Amaris Carrera, and this has been The Riot in Review.